Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn down a penny and a half at 317, July wheat down 5 1/4 cents at 512, and July beans up a penny and 3/4 at 856 and 3/4. We did sell 136,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning, so it's a little positive, but really not that much. In the prices we're seeing here today, we've got crude oil up $1.59 a barrel near its highs. The Saudis said they're going to cut production a million barrels a day, and there were similar cuts from United Arab Emirates, and I think Kuwait was the other one. So a little bit of cutback in production and leading to higher prices here. The dollar's down 50 ticks at 99.76. It's been over a dollar and under a dollar, I don't know how many times in the last 30 days. But the Dow Jones is currently up 112 after being down about 200 last night. Metals are a little bit higher here. Obviously, today's going to be all about the report. I think the big number is the new crop carryout on corn. If it's anywhere over 3.1 to 3.4 billion bushels, it's an awful lot of corn to try to get rid of out here. And I think it's going to be a pretty high number. Offsetting that, we should see new crop cuts in beans and wheat. And that could be helpful out here. Is the corn going to drag the beans and the wheat down, or the beans and wheat potentially going to pull the corn up? Nobody knows. I wouldn't want to be too short down here on 10-year lows, but the funds haven't really covered anything. They're short about 180,000 contracts, so, you know, anything's possible. Do we need jerk it lower and then see the funds step in and buy, or the Chinese step up and buy? That's certainly possible out here. So I don't think I'd be in much of a selling mode. I'd be more inclined to be looking to buy a good break in these markets today. Weather around the country is pretty good. We've gotten this crop in the ground. We're doing really well. 67% of the corn planted. We're up to 38% of the spring wheat. The soybeans planted. Spring wheat is 42% planted. Good to excellent rating. Dropped 2 percentage points in the wheat, but I don't think that'll be the real story out here. The real story is we're getting these crops in very fast, particularly on corn and beans out here. So that's a little bit bearish, but we'll have to see how this plays out here today with the reports. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.